Thank you for being a valued supporter of the 10X Podcast Group. Your dedication means the world to us. Today, we bring you a gripping tale titled The Glamour Trap. Your continued support and subscription fuel our passion for storytelling, and we deeply appreciate every moment you spend with us. So, without further ado, let's dive into today's compelling narrative. Chapter 1. The Illusionist. Scarlett Devereaux adjusted her custom-fitted rose-gold evening gown, its sequins shimmering under the chandelier light of the Carlton Grand's ballroom. The dress, rented but styled to perfection, hugged her figure like a second skin, exuding the confidence and wealth she only pretended to have. She scanned the room, the crowd of billionaires and philanthropists mingling over champagne flutes and small talk about tax-deductible donations. This was her hunting ground. Her eyes locked onto a target, Nicholas Carrington. The name alone carried weight in tech and finance circles. A self-made millionaire. He had transformed an app idea into an empire. More importantly, Nicholas was known for his reclusive nature and philanthropic heart, a perfect storm of naivety and vulnerability. Scarlett didn't approach immediately. She had learned the art of waiting, of crafting intrigue. Instead, she floated through the room, engaging in light conversation and allowing her presence to ripple subtly through the crowd. By the time she made her way toward Nicholas, she had ensured he had already noticed her. Nicholas stood near the bar, nursing a glass of bourbon, his tailored suit betraying a preference for understated luxury. He was handsome in a reserved way, with sharp cheekbones and eyes that seemed to dissect the world around him. Scarlett played her first card, a slight stumble, timed perfectly to send her clutch tumbling to the floor at his feet. "Oh," she exclaimed, a carefully calculated mix of embarrassment and charm. Nicholas bent to retrieve the clutch, his expression softening as he handed it back. "Are you all right?" Scarlett offered a sheepish smile. "Yes, thank you. I'm not used to heels this high. I suppose vanity gets the better of us all sometimes." A flicker of amusement crossed his face. "Vanity has its place. Though I doubt anyone here could pull off that gown better than you." Scarlett laughed lightly, a sound she had perfected to convey just the right amount of self-deprecation. "You're too kind. I'm Scarlett, by the way. Scarlett Devereaux." "Nicholas Carrington," he replied, extending a hand. She took it, her grip firm but not overpowering. "Ah, the man of the hour. I've heard about your foundation's work with underprivileged schools. Impressive doesn't even begin to cover it." He tilted his head, intrigued. "You're familiar with the Carrington Foundation?" "Of course," Scarlett said, leaning in slightly as if sharing a secret. "I do a bit of advocacy work myself. Education is one of those rare investments that always pays off, don't you think?" Nicholas's eyes narrowed slightly, not in suspicion but curiosity. "Indeed. What kind of advocacy?" Scarlett hesitated, crafting her response with care. "I run a small initiative, nothing compared to your scale. We focus on providing art supplies to inner city schools. Creativity can be just as transformative as academics. Wouldn't you agree?" It was a half-truth. Years ago, she had organized a single fundraiser for a struggling art program, back when her influencer career was in its infancy. Now, she spun it into a narrative of tireless altruism. Nicholas seemed to consider her words. "That's an interesting perspective. Most people overlook the arts in favor of STEM these days." "Perhaps," Scarlett said, her tone thoughtful. "But the arts teach empathy. They help us understand each other, connect on a deeper level." The conversation flowed seamlessly, Scarlett deftly steering it to align with his values and interests. She watched his posture relax, his guarded demeanor giving way to something warmer. By the time the event's keynote speaker took the stage, Nicholas had invited Scarlett to join him at his table. Later that evening, Scarlett leaned against the vanity in her tiny studio apartment, carefully peeling off her false lashes. The illusion was exhausting to maintain, but tonight's effort had been worth it. She had left the gala with Nicholas Carrington's business card and an invitation to lunch, an opening move in the game she was about to play. Her phone buzzed, and Scarlett glanced at the screen. It was Ava Sinclair, her best friend and occasional accomplice in her schemes. "How did it go?" Ava asked when Scarlett picked up. "Better than expected," Scarlett said, her voice tinged with satisfaction. "He's curious about me. That's step one." Ava snorted. "Curious is good, but don't get too cocky. Guys like him are cautious for a reason." "I know what I'm doing," Scarlett replied, her tone sharp. "This is my chance, Ava. He's not just wealthy. He's exactly the kind of guy who wants to believe in someone like me. All I have to do is give him a reason." "And what happens when he starts asking real questions?" Scarlett paused, her reflection staring back at her in the mirror. The answer was simple, though she didn't say it aloud. She would cross that bridge when she came to it. For now, the game was in motion, and Scarlett Devereaux didn't intend to lose. Chapter 2: Web of Lies. Scarlett stood before the mirror in her studio apartment, perfecting her look for the lunch meeting with Nicholas Carrington. Her makeup was understated, her lipstick a subtle rose, and her dress, tailored but not ostentatious, screamed effortless elegance. It was the look of a woman who didn't need wealth but deserved it. A masterful illusion. Her phone buzzed, breaking her concentration. It was Ava. "Big day, huh?" Ava's voice was laced with skepticism. "Lunch with the tech prince." Scarlett smirked, brushing a loose strand of hair behind her ear. "It's not lunch. It's a step toward a better life. Call it what you want, Scarlett, but just remember, guys like him have layers. You better be ready for whatever he throws at you." Scarlett ended the call with a laugh. Ava didn't understand the art of the con. Nicholas wasn't some cynical billionaire hardened by years of deceit. He was a philanthropist, a man who believed in change. People like him wanted to save the world. Scarlett just needed to make him believe he could save her, too. The perfect introduction. The restaurant was high-end but discreet. Nicholas's choice. Scarlett arrived exactly 5 minutes late, a carefully calculated move to seem busy but not disrespectful. As the hostess led her to the table, Scarlett's heels clicked against the polished floors, each step measured and confident. Nicholas stood when he saw her, a polite smile softening his angular features. "Scarlett, thanks for meeting me." "The pleasure's mine," Scarlett replied, taking the seat he offered. "This place is gorgeous." "It's a favorite of mine," Nicholas said, motioning for the waiter. "Low-key good food. You like Italian?" "Love it," Scarlett lied smoothly. In truth, she hadn't eaten a proper meal in days. She had spent her last bit of credit on the dress she was wearing. As the waiter poured wine, Scarlett let the silence stretch just enough to pique Nicholas's curiosity. Finally, she leaned in slightly, her expression earnest. "I have to admit, I was a little nervous about today. It's not every day you meet someone like you." Nicholas raised an eyebrow. "Someone like me?" She smiled, as though the answer were obvious. "Someone who's built something meaningful. Most people in your position are. Well, let's just say their priorities are different." Nicholas chuckled, his guard lowering just a fraction. "You mean they spend more time in Monaco than in boardrooms?" Scarlett laughed lightly, her laugh like a melody crafted for his ears. "I wasn't going to say it, but yes." The conversation flowed easily after that. Scarlett wove her tale carefully, revealing just enough about herself to seem genuine but not vulnerable. She spoke of her supposed passion for empowering young artists, her fabricated struggles with fundraising, and the dream of expanding her initiative to reach more underprivileged communities. "You're doing important work," Nicholas said, his gaze steady. "Have you ever thought about scaling it?" "All the time," Scarlett replied, feigning a wistful sigh. "But scaling takes resources. Grants are hard to come by, and investors. Well, let's just say they prefer projects with a quicker return on investment." Nicholas leaned back in his chair, his expression thoughtful. "What if you had the right support? Someone to help you navigate the complexities of scaling?" Scarlett tilted her head, as though considering the idea for the first time. "That would be incredible." But people don't just offer that kind of help without expecting something in return. Nicholas's lips quirked into a faint smile. Not everyone. The first crack. The lunch stretched into 2 hours. Scarlett masterfully steering the conversation while letting Nicholas feel in control. By the end, she had planted the seeds of trust, painting herself as an idealistic dreamer with untapped potential. But as Nicholas walked her to her car, a modest sedan that barely ran, a sliver of doubt crept into her mind. His demeanor was kind, his words sincere, but there was something in his eyes. An awareness. A subtle, almost imperceptible shift when she spoke of her dreams. Was he analyzing her? Thanks again for lunch, Scarlett said, forcing herself to maintain her composure. Of course, Nicholas replied. I enjoyed it. You're refreshing. She smiled, suppressing the urge to pry into what he meant by that. Let's do it again sometime. Nicholas nodded, his gaze lingering for a moment before he turned and walked away. Scarlett watched him go, her mind racing. Did he believe her? Or was she walking into a trap? Ava's warning. Back at her apartment, Scarlett recounted the lunch to Ava, leaving out her lingering unease. He's hooked, Scarlett said, pacing the room. He's already talking about helping me scale my initiative. Ava frowned, her arms crossed. And you're sure he's not onto you? Guys like him don't get to the top by being gullible. Scarlett waved her off. He's not a cynic. That's what makes him the perfect mark. Ava leaned against the counter, her expression skeptical. Just be careful. A guy like Nicholas could ruin you if this goes south. Scarlett rolled her eyes. It won't go south. I've got this. But as Ava left and the apartment grew quiet, Scarlett couldn't shake the nagging doubt. Nicholas wasn't just another mark. He was smart, observant. And for the first time, Scarlett wondered if she had underestimated her prey. Chapter 3, The Golden Cage. Scarlett sat on her worn leather couch, staring at the message on her phone. Nicholas had sent it only an hour ago. I have an idea for your initiative. Meet me at the Carrington Tower tomorrow at 11 a.m. I think you'll find it interesting. She had replayed the words in her head a dozen times, trying to decipher their intent. The Carrington Tower wasn't just an office building. It was the nerve center of Nicholas's empire. If he was inviting her there, it meant he trusted her, or he wanted to test her. Either way, Scarlett knew the stakes were rising. The Carrington Tower. The next morning, Scarlett walked through the gleaming glass doors of Carrington Tower, her heels clicking against the marble floors. The lobby was a pristine expanse of modern luxury, white walls, steel accents, and oversized art installations. Everything about the space exuded wealth and power, a far cry from the crumbling facade of Scarlett's own life. A receptionist greeted her with a professional smile. Miss Devereaux, Mr. Carrington is expecting you. The elevator to his office is on your right. Scarlett nodded, her nerves hidden behind a calm exterior. As the elevator ascended, she adjusted her posture, standing taller, shoulders back. She couldn't afford to let Nicholas see any cracks in her armor. When the elevator doors opened, Nicholas was waiting. His office was a sweeping penthouse with floor-to-ceiling windows offering a breathtaking view of the city. He gestured toward a sleek black chair across from his desk. Scarlett, he said warmly. Thanks for coming. Of course, Scarlett replied, taking the seat. You have quite the setup here. Nicholas smiled as he leaned against his desk, arms crossed. I suppose I've been lucky. But I didn't ask you here to talk about me. I've been thinking about your initiative. What if we took it to the next level? Scarlett's pulse quickened. What do you mean? Nicholas walked to a nearby console and pressed a button. A large screen descended from the ceiling, displaying a mock-up of a website titled Artistry for All. Beneath the title were images of children holding brushes and creating colorful masterpieces. I had my team put this together, Nicholas explained. It's a blueprint for scaling your initiative. A proper website, a funding structure, partnerships with schools, Everything you'll need to make an impact. Scarlett stared at the screen, her mind spinning. On the surface, it was a dream come true, but the level of detail unsettled her. Nicholas had gone beyond expressing interest. He had taken control. This is incredible, Scarlett said, her voice carefully measured. But it's so much. I wouldn't even know where to start. That's the beauty of it, Nicholas replied. You won't have to. I'll fund the operation and provide a team to help you. All I need is your commitment. Scarlett hesitated. The offer was too good, too calculated. But she couldn't afford to appear ungrateful. She smiled, allowing a touch of vulnerability to seep into her tone. Nicholas, I don't know how to thank you. This is more than I ever imagined. Nicholas's gaze held hers for a moment, his expression unreadable. Don't thank me yet. The hard work is just beginning. The price of support. Over the next few weeks, Scarlett became ensnared in Nicholas's world. Meetings with his team consumed her days, their questions forcing her to fabricate stories and scramble for answers. Every detail of her life was scrutinized, from her supposed work with art programs to her non-existent connections in education. Nicholas was always present, watching, listening. He rarely spoke during these meetings, but when he did, his words carried weight. Scarlett felt like a performer under a spotlight, each lie carefully orchestrated to maintain her facade. One evening, after a particularly grueling session, Nicholas invited Scarlett to dinner at an exclusive rooftop restaurant. The city lights sparkled below as they sat across from each other, their conversation laced with an undercurrent of tension. You've handled the team well, Nicholas said, his tone casual but his eyes sharp. They like you. Scarlett sipped her wine, her heart racing. I'm just passionate about the cause. Nicholas leaned forward, resting his elbows on the table. Passion is important, but so is honesty. I hope you know that if we're going to build something together, I need to trust you completely. Scarlett forced a smile, her stomach knotting. Of course. Trust is everything. Nicholas held her gaze for a moment longer before leaning back, his expression softening. Good. Because this is only the beginning. I have bigger plans for you. Scarlett's mind raced as she tried to decipher his words. Was he testing her? Or was he genuinely invested in her success? Either way, she knew one thing for certain. Nicholas wasn't just funding her. He was controlling her. Ava's doubts. Late that night, Scarlett returned to her apartment and called Ava, her voice trembling with a mix of excitement and dread. He's all in, Scarlett said. He's funding everything. Teams, resources, the works. Ava's response was immediate. Scarlett, this is moving too fast. No one does all that without expecting something in return. Scarlett paced the room, her bare feet brushing against the worn carpet. He's a philanthropist. This is what he does. Philanthropists don't hand over their empires to strangers. Ava shot back. You're playing a dangerous game. Scarlett's voice rose, defensive. I know what I'm doing, Ava. He's not some predator. He believes in me. Or he believes he can control you, Ava said, her tone cutting. Scarlett, think about it. Why would a man like him take such a personal interest in you? He's not just investing in your initiative. He's investing in you. Scarlett ended the call, frustration boiling beneath her calm exterior. Ava didn't understand. Nicholas wasn't a threat. He was her opportunity. But as Scarlett lay in bed that night, staring at the cracked ceiling, Ava's words echoed in her mind. Nicholas's generosity felt less like a gift and more like a golden cage, a beautiful prison she couldn't afford to leave. Chapter 4. A Fragile Facade. Scarlett stepped out of a black town car, the polished luxury vehicle a perk Nicholas had insisted on providing for her. She felt the weight of eyes on her as she entered the downtown office where Nicholas's team was awaiting her. They had scheduled another strategy meeting, her third this week, and Scarlett's nerves were wearing thin. Every question, every probing glance, felt like a potential crack in the illusion she had so carefully built. The conference room was sleek and modern, with a massive glass table reflecting the city skyline. Nicholas was already there, his commanding presence dominating the room even as he sat silently, scrolling through his phone. "Scarlett," he said warmly as she entered. "Right on time." "Of course," she replied, flashing a confident smile. "This is important to me." As she took her seat, the team began presenting updates on the initiative. Scarlett nodded along, feigning interest while her mind raced to stay ahead of the details. They discussed funding projections, partnership opportunities, and logistics, all topics she had little knowledge of but had to pretend to understand. Nicholas observed quietly, his sharp eyes betraying nothing. "Scarlett," one of the team members said, pulling her attention back to the moment. "Could you provide more details about the schools you've worked with in the past? It'll help us tailor the outreach strategy." Her stomach tightened, but her expression didn't falter. "Course. I've primarily focused on inner-city schools in Brooklyn and the Bronx. Most of them lack basic art supplies, so our goal was to provide the tools students needed to express themselves." Nicholas leaned forward slightly, his gaze piercing. "Do you have the names of those schools? It would be helpful to reach out to them directly for testimonials." Scarlett's breath hitched, but she recovered quickly. "Absolutely. I'll send over a list later today. I just need to dig through some old files." The lie tasted bitter on her tongue, but it was her only option. Nicholas nodded, seemingly satisfied, but Scarlett could feel the unspoken question lingering in the air. A shocking revelation. Later that evening, Scarlett sat at her apartment's tiny kitchen table, scrolling through her laptop and creating a fake list of schools. It was a risky move, but she had no choice. Nicholas's team would never stop digging, and she needed to stay ahead of them. Her phone buzzed. It was a notification from one of her social media accounts, a direct message from an unfamiliar name, Margot Allen. The message was short but chilling. "I know you're not who you say you are. Meet me tomorrow at Café Lumière, 3 p.m., if you want to keep your secret." Scarlett stared at the screen, her pulse pounding. Who was Margot Allen, and what did she know? Was this someone from her past, or had Nicholas started investigating her? The message shattered Scarlett's confidence. She had spent years perfecting her craft, crafting identities that were airtight. The thought that someone had seen through her terrified her. The meeting. The next day, Scarlett arrived at Café Lumière early, her usual composure replaced by a gnawing anxiety. She scanned the room, searching for the mysterious Margot Allen. A woman in her late 40s waved her over. She was striking, with sharp features and an air of authority that immediately unsettled Scarlett. "I wasn't sure you'd come," the woman said as Scarlett slid into the chair across from her. "Who are you?" Scarlett demanded, her voice low but firm. "Margot Allen," the woman replied smoothly. "I work in corporate security. Nicholas hired me to vet everyone involved in his projects, including you." Scarlett's heart sank. Of course, Nicholas would have someone like this in his corner. She had been so focused on manipulating him that she hadn't considered the possibility of outside interference. "You've been careful," Margot continued, her eyes narrowing. "But not careful enough. The schools you mentioned, they don't exist. Your background, a patchwork of half-truths. You're good, Scarlett, but not invincible." Scarlett forced a calm expression, though panic was clawing at her insides. "I don't know what you're talking about. Everything I've said is true." Margot smirked, leaning back in her chair. "Save the performance. I'm not here to expose you. Not yet, anyway." Scarlett's eyes narrowed. "Then why are you here?" "Because I find you interesting," Margot said, her tone almost amused. "I've seen a lot of people try to con their way into Nicholas's life, but none of them have gotten this far. I want to see how your little game plays out." Scarlett's breath caught. Was this a lifeline or another trap? "Here's the deal," Margot continued. "You keep me in the loop. No lies, no surprises, and I'll keep your secret. But if you cross me or try to cut me out, I'll bury you so deep no one will remember your name." Scarlett clenched her fists under the table, her mind racing. She had no choice but to agree, at least for now.
Fine.
But you don't tell Nicholas anything. Agreed. Margot smiled, a predatory gleam in her eyes.
Agreed.
For now. A new obstacle. Back at her apartment, Scarlett replayed the conversation in her head. Margot's involvement changed everything. Scarlett couldn't just focus on manipulating Nicholas. Now she had to outmaneuver Margot as well. She called Ava, her voice trembling. Things just got complicated. What happened? Ava asked, concern lacing her tone. Nicholas has someone investigating me, Scarlett said, pacing the room. A woman named Margot Allen. She knows I've been lying, but she's not blowing the whistle.
Yet.
Ava groaned. Scarlett, this is what I was afraid of. You're in over your head. No, Scarlett snapped. I can handle this. I just need to stay ahead of her.
Oh.
She's a professional, Scarlett. You're good, but you're not bulletproof. Scarlett stopped pacing, a cold determination settling over her. I'll find her weaknesses. Everyone has them. Even someone like Margot. The golden cage tightens. The following week, Scarlett returned to Carrington Tower with a renewed focus. Nicholas greeted her with his usual charm, but Scarlett could feel the undercurrent of suspicion. Every interaction was a test, every word a potential trap. As she navigated the complexities of the initiative, she kept a close eye on Margot, who seemed to be everywhere, watching, waiting. The walls were closing in, and Scarlett knew she couldn't afford any more mistakes. But beneath the fear, Scarlett felt a flicker of something else. Excitement. The stakes had never been higher, and the game had never been more dangerous. She played her cards right, she could still win. And if she didn't? She didn't allow herself to finish the thought. Chapter 5. The Trap Tightens. Scarlett stood on the balcony of her apartment, the city lights reflecting in her wine glass as she stared into the distance. The game was becoming harder to control. Margot Allen's sudden entrance into her life had shifted the balance, forcing Scarlett to tread more cautiously. Every meeting with Nicholas, every interaction with his team, was now laced with a new layer of tension. Yet Scarlett was determined. She wasn't just playing to survive, she was playing to win. She couldn't afford to lose, not when she had come this far. A dangerous proposition. Scarlett arrived at Carrington Tower the next morning, greeted by the usual polished professionalism of Nicholas's empire. But this time something was different. Nicholas's assistant led her to a private lounge instead of the usual conference room. Nicholas was already there, seated in a leather armchair, sipping coffee. He gestured for her to sit. Scarlett, he began, his tone as smooth as ever. I wanted to speak with you privately about something important. Scarlett's heart raced, though her expression remained calm.
Course.
What's on your mind? Nicholas leaned forward, his eyes sharp and probing. I've been thinking about our partnership. You have a lot of potential, but potential needs nurturing.
Guidance.
What if I were to take a more personal role in your development? Scarlett blinked, masking her surprise.
Personal. What do you mean?
Nicholas smiled faintly, his words deliberate. I'd like to mentor you. Help you refine your vision and teach you how to navigate the complexities of building something sustainable. But it would require full transparency on your part. No secrets, no half-truths. Just honesty. The air between them grew heavy. Scarlett could feel the trap tightening around her. Nicholas wasn't just offering mentorship. He was testing her. I appreciate that more than I can say, Scarlett replied carefully. But I'd hate to take up too much of your time. You have so much on your plate already. Nicholas studied her for a moment, his gaze unwavering. Scarlett, I don't make offers lightly. If I'm willing to invest in you, it's because I see something worth investing in. The question is, do you? Scarlett forced a smile, her mind racing.
Course I do.
I just don't want to disappoint you. Nicholas leaned back satisfied for now.
Good.
Let's start tomorrow. We'll go over your long-term strategy and map out a plan for growth. Margot's game. That evening,
Scarlett received an unexpected call from Margot Allen. "We need to talk," Margot said without preamble. "Meet me at your usual cafe. Now." Scarlett hesitated but knew she had no choice. Margot was already pulling the strings behind the scenes, and Scarlett needed to stay in her good graces. At the cafe, Margot was waiting, a cappuccino untouched in front of her. Scarlett slid into the chair opposite her, forcing a smile. "What's so urgent?" Scarlett asked, keeping her tone light. Margot didn't bother with pleasantries. "Nicholas is digging deeper into your past. He asked me to run a full background check on you." Scarlett's stomach dropped. And I haven't given him everything," Margot said, her tone sharp. "Yet." Scarlett folded her arms, feigning indifference. "Why are you telling me this?" Margot leaned in, her voice low and dangerous. "Because I want you to understand how thin the ice is beneath you. I can protect you, but only if you play ball. That means no surprises. If you try to outsmart me, I'll let Nicholas see exactly who you are." Scarlett swallowed her fear, meeting Margot's gaze head-on. "What do you want from me?" "For now, cooperation," Margot replied with a smirk. "And maybe a little entertainment. Watching you squirm has been interesting." Scarlett clenched her fists under the table. She hated being at Margot's mercy, but she couldn't let it show.
"Fine.
But if you're going to keep interfering, at least tell me what Nicholas is looking for." Margot's smirk faded, replaced by a cold, calculating look. "He's looking for cracks. You've impressed him, but he doesn't trust easily. If you slip, even once, he'll tear you apart. The walls close in." The next day, Scarlett met Nicholas in a private office overlooking the city. He had a whiteboard covered in diagrams and notes, all related to her initiative. "This is the big picture," Nicholas said, tapping the board with a marker. "If you want to make a real impact, you need to think long-term. Partnerships, scalability, sustainability. It's all about building something that lasts." Scarlett nodded, pretending to take notes while her mind raced. Nicholas's intense focus made it harder to keep up the charade. Every question he asked felt like a test, every suggestion an opportunity to expose her. At one point, Nicholas paused, his eyes narrowing. "Scarlett, you've been quiet. Is something bothering you?" Scarlett forced a smile. "Not at all. I'm just taking it all in. This is overwhelming in the best way." Nicholas studied her for a moment longer before nodding.
"Good.
I need you to be fully committed. No distractions, no second guessing. If we're going to do this, we have to trust each other completely." Scarlett's chest tightened. Trust was the one thing she couldn't offer. But she nodded anyway, her smile unwavering. "I understand." The breaking point. That night, Scarlett sat in her apartment, staring at the fake documents she had prepared to bolster her lies. The weight of her deception was crushing, and the pressure was starting to take its toll. Ava called, her voice laced with concern. "Scarlett, you sound awful. What's going on?" "Everything's falling apart," Scarlett admitted, her voice barely above a whisper. "Nicholas is digging deeper, and Margot's breathing down my neck. I don't know how much longer I can keep this up." "You need to get out," Ava said firmly. "This isn't worth it." Scarlett shook her head, even though Ava couldn't see her. "I can't. I'm too far in. If I back out now, it'll all come crashing down." Ava sighed. "Then you need a backup plan. Something to protect yourself if this goes south." Scarlett closed her eyes, exhaustion washing over her. "I'll figure something out. I always do." But as she hung up the phone, Scarlett realized the truth. This time, the stakes were higher than ever, and the walls were closing in fast. Chapter 6. Love as a Weapon. Scarlett entered Nicholas's private lounge the following morning, her confidence a fragile shell over the turmoil within. Nicholas's team had been relentless, the questions sharper, the scrutiny heavier. Each day felt like walking a tighter rope over an increasingly dangerous abyss. And then there was Margot, always lurking in the shadows, ready to pounce. Nicholas was waiting, seated in his usual armchair. His gaze locked on the city skyline. The air between them felt charged, as though he had been waiting for this moment to shift the balance between them. "Scarlett," he said without turning. "Take a seat." Scarlett obliged, settling into the chair opposite him. She tried to read his expression, but his face betrayed nothing. "I've been thinking about our partnership," Nicholas began, his tone measured. "It's evolving." Scarlett's stomach tightened, though she kept her smile intact. "Evolving how?" Nicholas finally turned to face her, his gaze intense. "When I first met you, I thought of you as a promising talent, someone with potential to do good. But the more time I spend with you, the more I realize you're extraordinary." Scarlett blinked, momentarily caught off guard. "Extraordinary." Nicholas leaned forward, resting his elbows on his knees. "You're not like the others. You have a drive, a hunger that most people lack. But you're also guarded, careful. You let people see only what you want them to see." Scarlett forced a soft laugh, masking the panic rising in her chest. "You make me sound like a magician." Nicholas's lips curved into a faint smile. "Perhaps you are. But magicians rely on trust, even when their tricks are an illusion. That's why I need to ask you something personal." Scarlett's pulse quickened. "Course. What is it?" Nicholas's expression shifted, his smile fading. "Who are you, really?" Calculated response. Scarlett froze, her mind racing for a response. Nicholas wasn't just testing her. He was pulling at the threads of her carefully woven lies. "I'm not sure I understand," Scarlett said, her voice steady despite the storm inside her. Nicholas studied her, his piercing gaze searching for cracks. "You're enigmatic, Scarlett. There's something about you that doesn't add up. I can't quite put my finger on it, but I need to know. Are you being honest with me?" Scarlett swallowed hard, then leaned back in her chair, adopting an air of vulnerability. "Nicholas, I know I can be guarded. I've had to be. My life hasn't been easy." She paused, letting the silence stretch, her eyes glistening as though on the verge of tears. "When I was younger, I learned that people can be cruel. They take advantage of you if you let them in. So yes, I've built walls. But it's not because I'm hiding something. It's because I'm protecting myself." Nicholas's expression softened, and Scarlett felt a flicker of relief. She had played the card perfectly. Vulnerability with just enough truth to make it believable. "I understand," Nicholas said finally. "But if we're going to work together, I need to know I can trust you completely. No walls. No half-truths." Scarlett nodded, her smile faint but sincere. "You can trust me, Nicholas. I promise." Margot's move. Scarlett left the meeting feeling rattled but victorious. She had managed to deflect Nicholas's suspicion, but she knew it was only a temporary reprieve. Margot, however, was another story. That evening, Scarlett received a text from Margot. "We need to talk. Now." Scarlett met Margot at a secluded bar on the edge of the city. The atmosphere was dim and oppressive, matching Scarlett's mood. Margot was already seated in a corner booth, a glass of whiskey in hand. "You're slipping," Margot said as Scarlett slid into the booth. "Nicholas is asking questions. Dangerous ones." "I handled it," Scarlett replied, her tone sharp. Margot raised an eyebrow. "Now. But you can't keep this up forever. Nicholas isn't an idiot, Scarlett. He's already piecing things together." Scarlett clenched her jaw, leaning forward. "What do you want from me, Margot?" "I'm doing everything I can to stay ahead of him." Margot smirked, swirling her whiskey. "I want you to understand the stakes. If Nicholas finds out the truth, he won't just cut you off. He'll destroy you. He has the resources to ruin your life in ways you can't even imagine." Scarlett's voice was cold. "Then why haven't you told him?" Margot's smile faded, her expression turning serious. "Because I find you interesting, Scarlett. Watching you squirm is more entertaining than taking you down. But my patience has limits." Scarlett leaned back, her fists clenched under the table. She couldn't let Margot intimidate her. I won't let this fall apart. Trust me. Trust, Margot repeated with a laugh. Funny word coming from you. A dangerous shift. The next day, Scarlett arrived at Carrington Tower to find Nicholas waiting for her in the lobby. He smiled, but there was something unsettling in his eyes. I have a surprise for you, he said, leading her to a sleek black car. I thought we'd take a break from work and spend some time getting to know each other. Scarlett hesitated but forced a smile. Sounds great. The drive was long and silent, Nicholas offering no explanation as the city gave way to rolling hills and sprawling estates. Finally, they arrived at a secluded vineyard, its picturesque setting a stark contrast to the tension bubbling beneath the surface. Over lunch, Nicholas's demeanor shifted. He was warm, almost affectionate, but his questions were probing, his tone layered with meaning. Do you ever think about the future? He asked, his gaze locked on hers. All the time, Scarlett replied carefully. I want to build something meaningful. Nicholas nodded, his smile faint. And what about the past? Do you ever think about the choices that brought you here? Scarlett's heart raced. Sometimes. But I try to focus on the present. Nicholas leaned back, studying her. The past has a way of catching up to us, Scarlett. No matter how fast we run. The turning point. By the time they returned to the city, Scarlett felt the weight of Nicholas's words pressing down on her. He was closing in, his questions tightening the noose around her lies. And yet, there was a strange intimacy between them, a connection she hadn't anticipated. That night, Scarlett sat alone in her apartment, staring at the glowing skyline. She was no longer sure who was manipulating whom. Nicholas was more than a mark. He was a puzzle, and Scarlett couldn't shake the feeling that she was missing a crucial piece. But one thing was clear: the game was far from over. And Scarlett would do whatever it took to stay in control. Chapter 7: The Unraveling. Scarlett stood in front of the mirror, her reflection betraying the weight of her lies. She adjusted the silver necklace Nicholas had gifted her a week ago, its understated elegance a constant reminder of his influence. Every gift, every gesture from him felt like a chain tightening around her neck. Her life was no longer her own. Nicholas was in control, and she was running out of moves. Her phone buzzed. It was Ava. Scarlett, we need to talk, Ava said without preamble. Her voice was tense, almost panicked. Scarlett sighed. Not now, Ava. I'm on my way to another meeting with Nicholas. This can't wait. I've been digging into Margot Allen. She's not who she says she is. Scarlett froze, her hand tightening around the phone. What are you talking about? I'm saying Margot doesn't work for Nicholas, Ava said. She's freelance, Scarlett. Fixer. She takes on high-profile clients who want problems to disappear. By any means necessary. Scarlett's stomach twisted. So what does that mean for me? It means you're not just playing against Nicholas anymore, Ava said. You're playing against someone who could destroy you without breaking a sweat. The cracks deepen. Scarlett arrived at Carrington Tower feeling unsteady. Nicholas greeted her with his usual charm, but there was a new edge to his demeanor. The two of them sat in his office, the city skyline a stark backdrop behind him. I've been thinking about transparency, Nicholas began, his tone casual but his gaze sharp. It's the foundation of any good partnership, don't you think? Scarlett nodded, her mind racing. Course. Honesty is everything. Nicholas leaned forward, resting his elbows on the desk. Good. Then I want you to tell me about Redwood Academy. Scarlett's heart stopped. Redwood Academy was one of the fake schools she had included in her fabricated list of partnerships. She had assumed it was obscure enough to pass unnoticed, but clearly she was wrong. What about it? She asked, forcing her voice to remain steady. Nicholas's smile was razor sharp. I reached out to them. Strange thing, they'd never heard of you. Scarlett felt the room close in around her. There must be some mistake. I haven't worked with them directly in years. Maybe the administration changed. Nicholas studied her, his expression unreadable. Perhaps. But mistakes like that can be costly. Scarlett forced a smile, her pulse racing. I'll look into it and make sure everything's cleared up. Nicholas nodded slowly, his gaze piercing. Do that. And Scarlett, I trust you, but trust is fragile. Don't give me a reason to doubt you. Margot's warning. Later that evening, Scarlett met Margot at their usual cafe. The fixer was already there, a cup of coffee in hand and a smug expression on her face. You look stressed, Margot said as Scarlett sat down. Rough day. Scarlett glared at her. You told him about Redwood, didn't you? Margot's smirk widened. I might have mentioned it. Consider it a nudge to keep you on your toes. Why are you doing this? Scarlett hissed. I thought we had an agreement. We do, Margot replied smoothly. But you're losing control, Scarlett. Nicholas isn't a fool, and you're making it harder for me to protect you. Scarlett clenched her fists under the table. I don't need your protection. Margot leaned forward, her tone icy. Oh, but you do. Because if Nicholas decides you're a liability, I won't be able to stop him. And trust me, Scarlett, when he cuts ties, it's not just business. It's personal. Scarlett's chest tightened, but she refused to show weakness. Then maybe it's time I took control of the situation. Margot raised an eyebrow. And how do you plan to do that? Scarlett met her gaze, her voice cold. By outplaying both of you. A public disaster. The next day, Nicholas invited Scarlett to a high-profile charity gala. It was her chance to repair the damage and reassert her control. She arrived at the event wearing a stunning emerald gown, every detail of her appearance designed to command attention. The evening began smoothly. Scarlett charmed the guests, her charisma drawing people to her like moths to a flame. Nicholas seemed impressed, his earlier suspicion momentarily forgotten. But then disaster struck. During a speech by one of Nicholas's business partners, a journalist approached Scarlett with a pointed question. Scarlett, can you tell us more about your work with Redwood Academy? I've been trying to verify your involvement, but I haven't found any records. Scarlett's breath caught. The room seemed to freeze, every pair of eyes turning toward her. Redwood was one of our early partners, Scarlett said smoothly, her smile unwavering. But that was years ago. I'd be happy to provide more details later. The journalist didn't back down. Years ago. Their administration says they've never heard of you. Scarlett felt Nicholas's gaze on her, sharp and unforgiving. The tension in the room was palpable, and Scarlett knew she was out of moves. The fallout. After the gala, Nicholas confronted Scarlett in private. His anger was cold, controlled, but it cut deeper than any outburst. You lied to me, he said, his voice low and dangerous. I can explain, Scarlett began, but Nicholas cut her off. Oh. I gave you every opportunity to prove yourself, and you betrayed my trust. Scarlett's defenses crumbled. Nicholas, I didn't mean. Stop, he snapped, his voice rising. Do you have any idea what's at stake here? My reputation, my foundation, everything I've worked for. And you used me. Tears welled in Scarlett's eyes, but Nicholas was unmoved. This ends now. You're out. Scarlett's resolve. Scarlett returned to her apartment that night, her world in ruins. Nicholas had cut her off, and Margot's warnings echoed in her mind. But as she sat in the dark, her despair gave way to determination. She wasn't going to let Nicholas win. He might have the resources, but Scarlett had something far more dangerous, her will to survive. The game wasn't over. Not yet. Chapter 8. The Final Gambit. Scarlett sat in the dim light of her apartment, the city's glow barely illuminating the chaos of her thoughts. Nicholas had severed ties, his cutting words still echoing in her mind. She had lost control of the game, but she wasn't out of moves yet. Her survival instinct, honed through years of deception, pushed her forward. She would reclaim her position, no matter the cost. Her phone buzzed on the table. It was a message from Ava. Margot's digging deeper. She's meeting someone from Nicholas's legal team tomorrow at 10 a.m. Be careful. Scarlett's pulse quickened. If Margot was involving Nicholas's lawyers, it meant she was preparing to end this once and for all. Scarlett couldn't let that happen. She needed to act now. A dangerous plan. Scarlett spent the night strategizing. If Margot wanted to expose her, Scarlett would turn the tables. She didn't need to destroy Margot completely. She just needed to plant enough doubt to make Nicholas question her motives. The next morning, Scarlett dressed carefully, choosing a tailored black suit that exuded confidence and control. She walked into Carrington Tower without hesitation, her heart pounding but her face calm. Nicholas's assistant hesitated as Scarlett approached. "Miss Devereaux, Mr. Carrington isn't expecting you." "I know," Scarlett said smoothly. "But he'll want to hear what I have to say." The assistant hesitated before nodding and leading Scarlett to Nicholas's office. The confrontation. Nicholas was seated behind his massive desk, his expression unreadable as Scarlett entered. "You have nerve showing up here," he said coldly. Scarlett ignored the sting of his words and sat across from him, meeting his gaze head-on. "I'm here because you need to know the truth about Margot Allen." Nicholas raised an eyebrow but said nothing, allowing her to continue. "She's not who you think she is," Scarlett said, her voice steady. "She doesn't work for your interests. She's working for her own." Nicholas leaned back in his chair, his eyes narrowing. "You're accusing Margot. That's bold, Scarlett, even for you." "I'm not accusing, I'm presenting facts," Scarlett replied. She slid a folder across the desk, its contents carefully crafted. Inside were fabricated emails and financial records, all pointing to Margot's involvement in questionable dealings. Nicholas opened the folder, his expression unreadable as he scanned the documents. "And why should I believe any of this?" Scarlett leaned forward, her tone urgent. "Because I have nothing left to lose, Nicholas. You've already cut me off. If I was lying, what would I gain by coming here?" Nicholas didn't respond immediately. The silence stretched, heavy and suffocating. Finally, he set the folder down and fixed Scarlett with a piercing gaze. "If you're lying, Scarlett, this will end worse for you than you can imagine," he said. "I'm not," Scarlett said firmly. "And if you dig into Margot's background, you'll see I'm telling the truth." Margot's fall. Over the next few days, Scarlett watched from the shadows as Nicholas began to investigate Margot. The pressure mounted, and cracks began to show in Margot's polished exterior. One evening, Scarlett received a call from Ava. "You won't believe this," Ava said. Nicholas confronted Margot. "She's out." Scarlett felt a surge of relief, but it was short-lived. She knew this was only the first step. Nicholas might have turned on Margot, but his trust in Scarlett was still fragile at best. Last chance. A week later, Nicholas summoned Scarlett to his office. She entered with cautious optimism, her mask of confidence firmly in place. Nicholas stood by the window, his back to her. "You were right about Margot," he said without turning. "She was working against me." Scarlett exhaled softly. "I'm glad you saw the truth." Nicholas turned, his expression hard. "But that doesn't mean I trust you. You've lied to me, Scarlett. Manipulated me. Why should I give you another chance?" Scarlett stepped closer, her voice low and sincere. "Because I made mistakes, but my intentions were real. I wanted to build something meaningful, Nicholas. I still do." Nicholas studied her, his gaze penetrating. "And what if I decide you're not worth the risk?" Scarlett met his gaze, unflinching. "Then you'll lose someone who would have gone to any lengths to prove her loyalty." The room fell silent, the weight of her words hanging between them. Finally, Nicholas nodded, a faint smile tugging at the corner of his lips. "This is your last chance, Scarlett," he said. "Don't waste it. The new game." Scarlett left the office with a renewed sense of purpose. She had survived the storm, but the game was far from over. Nicholas had given her another chance, but the power dynamics had shifted. She was no longer the puppet master, she was the pawn. But Scarlett wasn't one to stay down for long. She would rebuild her position, piece by piece, until she was back in control. As she walked through the city streets, her mind raced with possibilities. Nicholas had underestimated her once, but he wouldn't see the next move coming. The game wasn't over. It had only just begun.